Just one clarification of a halacha as brought down by the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayetze, laws of Netilat Yadayim. So the Ben Ish Chai is discussing two cases. The first case is where a person goes to sleep before Hatzot. Hatzot is not midnight, meaning 12 o'clock. Hatzot follows the Shaot Zemaniyot. So Hatzot could be sometimes 11:30, sometimes it could be after 1 o'clock. All depends on the time of the year. So if a person went to sleep before Hatzot Laila, and he woke up before Hatzot, so the Ben Ish Chai writes a Hiddush, that even though he didn't sleep through Hatzot, he still has to make Nitilat Yadayim with a Beracha. It seems that that was the Minhag. Then he writes that even if somebody stays up past Chatzot Laila, he had a wedding, he's eating, he's drinking, he's doing whatever he's doing, had to finish some work, it's a late night, now he went to sleep after Chatzot. And when he wakes up in the morning, the Ben Ish Chai says, in that case as well, he has to make the Tilat Shadayim, and he has to make it with a Beracha. The question on this Ben Ish Chai is, it seems contradictory to what the Rashash said. Rabbi Shalom Shar'abi, as testified by his grandson, the Mara Shar'abi. Mara Shar'abi writes that when a person stays up after Chatzot and makes Birchot HaShachar and he learns a little, that's Tikkun Chatzot, even if he goes to sleep subsequently, when he wakes up in the morning, he can make the Tilat Yadayim, but no Beracha. Chaurad the Ben Ish Chai said, if you go to sleep after Chatzot, you make a Beracha. The Rashash said, you don't. So how do we square it off? So the Ben Ish Chai himself squared it off and said that the Rashash was only talking about like the case that he said, where he made Birchot HaShachar and he learned Torah and he said Tikkun Chatzot. When you do that, that avoids the Tum'ah from coming on you even if you go back to sleep. However, we're talking about a guy who didn't do any of that. He just went to sleep after Chatzot. He went to a wedding. He wasn't learning. He didn't say Birchot HaShachar, etc. And therefore, in that case over there, you'd have to make the Beracha. So he makes a distinction. Most people, even if they go to sleep after Chatzot, they're not saying Birchot HaShachar before they go to sleep. Even though you could say Birchot HaShachar after Chatzot, they're not learning. So the Ben Ish Chai has a Safek, actually, which is a common case. What if a person is learning after Chatzot? He just didn't say Birchot HaShachar. You're allowed to learn Torah until you go to sleep. So the question is, he was up, he was learning, he was reviewing the daf, he was reading Mishnayot, he was studying Halakha, whatever he was doing, he was learning. But he didn't say Birchot HaShachar. So he did half of the Rashash's concoction. So he says, it seems that in that case over there, the Minhag is also to make Nitzah Yadam in the morning with the Beracha. So it comes out, there's only one case that a person is not going to make the Tilat Yadayim with the Beracha according to these rules. That's if he slept after Chatzot, he made Birchot HaShachar, he learned with Tikkun Chatzot, in that case is exempt. But in the other two cases, where he slept before Chatzot and woke up before Chatzot, the Tilat Yadayim with the Beracha. Or he went to sleep after Chatzot and he didn't do all of those things, even if he just learned, he's going to make the Tilat Yadayim with the Beracha when he wakes up in the morning.